When looking for a book, some people are taking their cue from President-elect Barack Obama. Mr. Obama has been spotted with biographies, nonfiction, literary fiction, poetry. He's not the first president who has liked to read. Even so, the book world is embracing him and his books. NPR's Lynn Deary reports.
At this year's National Book Awards, held just weeks after the presidential election, there was a palpable excitement about the prospect of an Obama presidency. Actor and playwright Eric Bogosian, the MC for the evening, articulated what was on the minds of many.
It's great news for Democrats. It's great news for African Americans. But I think it's also great news for everyone here tonight because our new president is, in the broadest sense of the word, a reader.
It's not so much that reading has been absent in the White House. One-time librarian Laura Bush is an avid reader. And in a recent column in the Wall Street Journal, Karl Rove revealed that President Bush read 40 books last year, 95 books in 2006. But, says Harold Augenbraum, executive director of the National Book Foundation, the book world sees something different about Mr. Obama, because he's also the author of two bestsellers.
You actually have both a writer and a reader in the White House who is actually articulate and eloquent in his own right.
Mr. Obama is also an orator, and it is Mr. Obama's way with words that so excites the publishing world, says Harper's vice president and publisher Jonathan Burnham.
And he's deeply interested in the effects of words on listeners and on readers. So that makes his reading more important. And it's clear that he reads not just for entertainment, but in order to stimulate whatever gifts he has that makes him the incredible speaker that he is.
The president-elect likes nonfiction, but he also enjoys novels by writers like Toni Morrison and E.L. Doctorow. And when he's seen reading or carrying a book, it can create a stir. Burnham experienced that firsthand when Mr. Obama was seen with Lincoln, the biography of a writer by Fred Kaplan, one of Harper's authors.
A photograph of Obama carrying the book was immediately posted on several newswire services, and that in turn led to a further surge in requests for media interviews with the author and an immediate bump in online bookselling. Amazon showed a rise instantly.
At one point after the election, Mr. Obama mentioned that he was reading a new book about FDR. Jeff Saroy, vice president for publicity and marketing at Farrar, Straus & Giroux, says several publishing companies, including his own, were elated.
It was a funny moment because there were three different publishers who all thought we had a book that he was reading. And I thought that was pretty great.
As it turned out, the FDR book was published by a competitor. But Saroy says Mr. Obama has mentioned two of his company's books. One, a book of selected poetry by Derek Walcott. The other, Hot, Flat, and Crowded by Thomas Friedman.
It's obviously thrilling to think that a book you've published is going to have a hand in shaping, you know, the thinking of a chief executive and shaping public policy. And it's thrilling to think that attention can be called to a book in such a, you know, a timely and important way.
Perhaps, Saroy likes to say, only half in jest, Mr. Obama will have the kind of influence on book sales that his supporter Oprah Winfrey has had.
I think there's room for two Oprahs. I think if there is a new Oprah, Oprah would be happy that Obama's the new Oprah.
Of course, that means the White House might one day be the setting for the ultimate book club. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.